All right, let's get started. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Check, check, one, two.
Check, check,
check.
All right, time for another episode of The Bearded Three. We are here with our newest staff member. Before I get to him, let's introduce the Bearded Three here. We got Travis Walker, our discipleship pastor.
Hey, I sound like I have pneumonia. Forgive me.
The whooping cough?
I don't know.
Come back from camp with some sort of illness?
It's deep in the lungs.
From preaching too much?
I don't know. There was a coughing fit going. Is this good podcast
material? Sure, this is gold.
There was a coughing fit going on in my can.
Yeah.
So it could be from preaching, or it could be like the bubonic plague.
You brought it all back to us. Thanks.
A lot of First Family kids came back with sore throats.
Yes.
Wait, really?
That's how it started.
Oh boy.
And now it's just kind of settled in the lungs. So.
On that note, next is RJ Parks, our operations director.
Yeah, I have a heart condition.
Are we all saying what's wrong with us before we...
What meds you on? Who's your physical therapist?
It's a long list.
You got your little old man thing with the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I do, actually.
Do you really?
Yes. I actually have three of those, so... Yeah.
I don't know whether to laugh at that
one's
or
a travel one. I am an old man. I can't...
How old are you, RJ?
I can deny it. I'm 50 years old.
Yeah. We're brand
I've been a man for 10 years. It's an AeroCare. My sleep score last night was 93.
Solid.
Out of how many?
It is funny. You get to be a certain age. So, it was at a funeral not that long ago with a bunch of people that we used to hang out with. And all of us were comparing our sleep scores. It's like you hit a certain age.
You know you're 50 when.
And all of a sudden we're like, forget about our golf scores. Let's talk about our sleep scores.
Out of how many? 93 out of what?
100.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your average? What's your batting average?
So I had a couple bad months where I was in the 50s a lot.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I try to be in the 90s and above.
How low is low enough where you're like, hey, you might want to call your doctor. You might die.
You get this little notification on the app that says, like, it's always like, hey, that's a good start, you know? So if you get, like, the 30s, then you get these tips on, like, how to do it better. Mm. So,
chamomile. So Bethany swears by.
Essential oil.
Drinks chamomile
tea. I have this
tea.
Problem where I take it off in the middle of the night.
Oh.
But
subconsciously?
But I'm actually taking it off, and I hang it on this little hook by my bed that I always have it on. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I wake up in the morning and I'm irritated that it was on, and I've thrown it off, and it's just laying on the floor. No, I actually take it off.
But subconsciously.
And I don't remember any of it.
Mm.
Like if you were sleepwalking, but I'm sleep taking off an apnea mask. So.
Is it like Darth Vader? Like, does Katie feel like she's sleeping next to Darth Vader? Like,
yeah, kind of, yeah, yeah. Sometimes she adjusts it for me.
Oh, so that's so nice.
Turns it off.
That's always weird.
I can't sleep a wink. I'm like, I don't
Katie,
care if he dies.
I don't know what happened.
Why are you adjusting that with a pillow? She's just like holding a pillow over my face, and she's like, I'm adjusting your mask.
No, it's not you taking it off and you not remembering. She takes it off because she's so annoyed with it. She's like, I don't know. That's crazy. You must be doing it in your sleep. That's
gonna
wild.
Die anyways. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're all gonna die someday.
This is not
right.
scripted at
we
all.
We are joined by our newest youth director, Ali. I'm going to butcher your, how do you pronounce your last name? Al-Husseini?
Al-Husseini.
Okay.
Al-Husseini, right. Yeah.
It's Sani, actually.
It's Sani, Al-Husseini?
Yeah.
You know, in English, typically AI is A, not A, just a little.
In Arabic, it's Ali Al-Husseini.
So in Arabic, it actually is Aini.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ali Al-Husseini. But we try to make it simpler for Americans.
That
to
seems
say
harder
it.
Because
don't call him Allie.
No.
What about Ollie?
I'll take Ollie.
Like
the reason why
Ollie.
Yeah,
Ollie.
That's fine. It's not short for Oliver. It's just Ollie, like Muhammad Ali. The reason why
because they're calling you Oliver.
No, it's like in the office where he says James Jimothy. Ollie, Oliver.
Yeah,
same.
Mind if I call you Ollie?
So in high school, I ran track. And when you go up to the podium, they would announce your name in front of everyone. And so they'd be like, 9 out of 10 times, Al, yeah, that guy, please come up.
Like,
all right. So I was like, it's actually Ollie, Addy, whatever, not Al.
Tanner, they only
so.
Do that if you win or play in the top six. So Travis
six.
And I know all about it, but
oh,
just
sure.
letting you know.
Mm-hmm. I was only honorable mention, so never really won anything of consequence. So thanks for reminding me. Ollie, tell us about your family.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on here. This is what an honor.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
we got RJ, Travis, Tanner.
Huge honor. It's a selective bunch that gets to come on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna start growing out a beard just to join you guys.
You got a beard going. It's getting there.
I have to cut it off after 2 months.
Okay.
Or I look a little too Arab.
I mean, okay. Your name is Ali, so you surely can grow a great beard.
I can. Yeah. I can. But so yeah, so I am married to Brittany. We've been married for just over 13 years now, and we have four beautiful kids. Our oldest is Aurora, and then we have Giselle and Farah, and our youngest, Manasseh, who is 4 months old. So, quick backstory. I literally got invited to a random birthday party. It was by my Arabic friends. And I was like, sure, I'll go to this birthday party. It's in a mansion overseeing Mukilteo Beach in Washington. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And so I opened a door, and the first person I saw was Brittany. And I was like, she's mine. And of course, it didn't work out that way because she ignored me the first 2 days. And so that's how I met Brittany.
But love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
Wow.
An Arab and a half Mexican, yeah, Italian. Some. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
You know, Manasseh was a name that I kind of liked for our son. And I figured people were going to short it to Manny. And yes. All I think of is Manny from Modern Family.
Yep.
And I couldn't do it. I just think of him every time I called my son.
That was the first, like, no, we're not calling him Manny. So he's.
So you specifically say, like, don't shorten his name's Manasseh?
Oh, yeah. Manasseh is short. We say Nash for Manasseh.
That's good.
And so it was my job to name him, and I had zero ideas besides Ollie. And I was like, I do not want to name my son Ollie. Mm. So then I was like, what about Prince? Then I was like, man, people are going to make fun of him. Prince Ollie. And I'm like, no, we can't do that. And so I was like, babe, I need help. And then like a week later, she's like, what about Manasseh? I was like, I love it.
How'd you come up with Giselle?
No, it's not from the Patriots, Tom Brady's wife.
But you are a big Tom Brady fan.
I am. So I am. I told
are you
RJ.
Are sucking up these guys? Or no, are you actually like Tom Brady?
He did his research
still,
while
I'm
he was
still a Patriots fan no matter what. I told RJ the first day that they sent me the offer letter. I was like, hey, in the great words of Tom Brady, First Family Church. This is the greatest decision the First Family Church can make. I said one of.
Wow, that's a bold
I didn't
bold
say
move.
The. I said one of.
So you quoted Tom Brady, but in a very confident way, and RJ probably loved that.
I loved the confidence.
He did. Yeah. Yep. So Brittany came up with all the names. Aurora. So we actually, our first, we had it for 5 years planned. It was going to be Ava. And then when we had, like, 2 weeks before Aurora came, Brittany's like, I want to try Aurora. And I was like, cool. And so she named Aurora and Giselle and, of course, Farah, which Farah in Arabic means joy. It's Farah.
Doesn't Timur have a daughter named Farah?
I don't remember.
Or is it Giselle?
Yeah,
I think it's Giselle.
Yes, Giselle, for sure.
Hmm. One of our partners to Kazakhstan has a daughter named Giselle.
Does he love Tom Brady?
I don't think so.
What do you like to do for fun, Ali? What do you do on
question.
Weekend or you got some free time? What's hobbies? Yep. What do you got?
Yeah, so I would say golf is something I would love to get back into doing. So I went golfing for the first time in a year last week.
Yeah, with RJ,
man,
right?
I wasn't going to throw names out there, but yeah.
How'd that go?
What'd you call yourself?
the Iraqi Tiger Woods.
The Iraqi
what?
Tiger.
And I will vouch for this. Apparently, he is the only Iraqi that plays golf.
So. Well, like nobody else plays golf.
They play sand golf, which is different. I was joking. That was just it.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not a real thing.
I was like,
yet.
I was
no
like, what?
Sand
this
golf
is a real
yet.
Thing?
No. But yes, yeah, so I used to play in Arizona. We used to go like every Sunday after church. We would tear down. We would go because in the summertime, everyone hides in Arizona. And so all these awesome golf courses would be like discounted on a cheap. So like one would be
so
100.
Hot and sunny.
Yeah, it would
be
100.
Nobody wants to play when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, it would be like $25.
I thought Arizona people always claim it's a dry heat.
It is, but it's still hot.
Well, I know, but like, you don't even sweat. It's not even that hot.
Yeah, so
110,
we used to play
still 110.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've only played twice in the last 3 years. I'm a little rusty or a lot rusty, but you know we'll get back in there.
Okay.
He knocked some of the rust off. It took 5 or 6 holes, but he started to get back to it.
All right.
It did. But other than that, you know, of course, I'm an outdoors person. I do not like being locked into being indoor for a long time. I love going outside, whether it's riding a bike, just running after the kids, go on a walk. Brittany just told me this morning, she's like, hey, would you mind waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning with me and just going on a walk? I was like, yeah,
That's
no problem. She just said that to me earlier.
Who's watching the kids while you guys are going on a walk at 6 a.m.?
Well, we... Okay, this is probably not podcast safe.
They're fine, we Tanner.
You leave your kids alone at 6 a.m.?
Your kids will grow
How far are you walking?
Just around our little... It's not even like... You can see our house. You can see our house everywhere
we
walk.
Keep the windows open. We can hear them.
So,
he has a two-year-old and younger. He doesn't understand.
But I will tell you, our house is locked and loaded. Like, we got cameras.
I didn't mean like someone's going to break in. I just meant like somebody... chokes on something or something.
We got camera.
Why did you put that image in his head?
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Maybe he should know. Maybe he should think about that when he leaves his house with all of his kids.
No, ignore those thoughts. You don't need that negativity in your life.
So we do have cameras in every room. Like, I mean, the front of the house, the back of the house.
Yeah, look at the positive side. Good for you guys getting some time to yourselves as a married couple to chat and, you know, be together. That's great.
Appreciate that. And if anybody has any issues with that, please reach out to Pastor Travis.
I completely approve of those parenting decisions.
We're trying to grow my relationship with my wife, so I'm working on it.
Good work. Do you have any? So you've been in youth ministry before. Do you have any good youth ministry stories? I'm pretty sure we asked Josiah the same thing. Any good hilarious stories? I mean, Travis has got some great poop stories from the years.
Great what?
Poop stories. You got some. You gotta have poop stories in youth ministry, right, Trav?
Yeah, the greatest youth speakers always include a poop story in their sermon.
Okay.
Because it gets laughs.
Did you do it this last 2 weeks at Lake Ann?
You know what? I have a confession to make.
Oh,
I did not.
He didn't actually preach.
Did you even preach?
What'd you do? I had some.
This is about a 2-week vacation.
I had some good stories, but none of them were poop related.
You tell them about your book?
No.
Have we told the podcast about your book?
I think I have.
I don't think you
have. Tell all of you about your book.
So I'm writing a book. You have kids.
Yeah.
So have you read the book, Everybody Poops?
I haven't. I think I saw it at Target.
So it's like a potty. It's like a potty training book. Like to teach your kids, like, it's okay. Everybody poops. Mm-hmm. It's okay to poop in the potty. Well, I'm going to write a youth ministry book called Everybody Poops Their Pants. And it's an anthology. It's a bunch of stories. So like RJ would write a chapter. Yeah. About college.
Only one chapter?
We'll start there.
RJ's got multiple chapters.
And then Tanner
book.
Would write a chapter about like camp. And then I'd write one about like fifth grade. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So there's a bunch of different authors and we all write hilarious poop stories. It's called Everybody Poops Their Pants.
Bestseller, New York Times.
I'm in. Yeah.
Don't Steal My Ideas podcast.
That's the TM. That's trademarked.
Yeah.
Verbal trademark.
I will go back to a story real quick.
Yes.
Okay. I love outdoors so much that when we lived in the refugee camp, that I was outdoors 24/7. My parents got so sick and tired of me going outside, they tied me to the house. Like, I was 6 feet away from the door. I can see it, but literally tied me from my leg. This happened overseas, people, so we can't go after my parents, but it was hilarious. Like, I can still... remember that till this day, they tied me to my legs with a rope. You know, in a refugee camp, we had tents.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that was literally in the middle was, you know, the big pipe coming down. And that was holding me inside because my mom and dad got sick and tired of me. And I would be climbing up, like, we had, like, rocks. And
how old were you?
I was in a refugee camp between the ages of, like, 5 and 10. So
were you not able to undo this knot? Did they just tie this... amazing knot that you couldn't
my
get
my dad
out.
Used to be in the military, so okay. I'm sure he got it done. So, yeah, I couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how much I love being outside, outdoors.
Well, you're still outside, right? So you shouldn't have been too unhappy.
Technically, yeah. In a tent.
Are you outside if you're in a tent?
Well, were you inside the tent or outside the tent?
Inside the tent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they locked...
Well, I mean, it's just fabric. What counts as inside?
Freedom. I'm not in a confined place.
How thin does something have to be to count as inside or thick?
I wasn't able to run around.
Mm.
So was that your youth ministry story or was that
no,
just
the youth ministry
story?
One of my favorite ones. There's a picture on my Facebook or Instagram. We filled up, me and my friend Jared Ullman, who we still have a great relationship with right now. We climbed up our building and we filled up a 40-gallon trash can of water, and we filled it up and we took it to the edge of the building, and knowing that the kids were going to come through this entrance, we had a photographer waiting like behind trees waiting for the right person. And we had somebody on the phone. It was like 5, 4, 3. And as soon as I, like, as soon as they said one, we emptied it and we hit this poor little girl who was in junior high and just destroyed her. And we have this amazing, beautiful, she's alive. She had fun.
Oh my goodness. She was laughing when she got up.
Yeah. And she was just soaked head to toe. But that was one of my favorite, memories of youth. Yeah, that one. I still have a picture of it. I'll have to show you guys.
Youth ministry has all the best stories.
It does. For sure. We tried to bring a car inside the building, and it didn't work out.
You can bring a car inside the building here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of
room. We got a ramp right up into the gym.
Look at you guys.
Drive it on in.
This is why we've upgraded. Mm-hmm. This is an upgrade.
Ali, we ask pretty much all our guests this. What's something weird, random, fun fact about you that you wouldn't know unless I ask you this question?
Weird, random.
I think Jake Walton's was like, he likes mayonnaise and banana sandwiches or something like that.
That is weird.
Yeah,
I'm not weird like that.
You got anything, any fun facts about Ali?
Fun facts about Ali. So on, I don't know, this is weird. No. I'm a chocolate fiend. Like, I love chocolate.
Dark or milk?
Milk.
Mm. I know you. Atta boy.
Hey, do you give a little shout out to Brennan Heidorn about liking milk chocolate? All right, go ahead.
Big shout out to Brennan Highmore.
Heidorn. He's on staff at our church.
He's on your team.
Oh, Brennan. I know Brennan. His last name. He's our campus collector.
He's a big dark chocolate apologist.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Huh. Milk chocolate superior.
No, my wife, Brittany, is on this. This is, I guess this is weird. Brittany is on this.
So you're giving a fun fact about your
say
wife.
Tantrum. I don't know if it's a tantrum, but she's trying to get rid of all sweets in our house.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I saw her thinking about Cheetos.
Yes. And she's like sweets and snacks. And so when we go to Costco.
So fun, basically.
Yeah, all the fun. And it's like when we go to Costco, the girls would be like, can I get this? And Brittany would be like, no, read the ingredients. And she will read it and be like, nope, too much sugar. And so I have to sneak stuff in the cart.
Like my brother.
Because that's how, like, I'm not addicted to chocolate, but I just love it. Like, it's, so, yeah, that's.
It's a good thing you have a snack room here at work now.
I do.
You do what Brett does and just, you eat all the junk food here at work because you can't eat it while you're at home. Okay. He's, eating Doritos. I'm like, does Meredith know you're eating that? He's like, nah.
I guess this is weird. I guess this is funny weird. It has to do with chocolate. That's how much I love chocolate. I would literally grab chocolate and go into a closet or a car and eat the chocolate bar and then go upstairs. Not because I'm trying to hide it from Brittany, but like just a temptation. Because she stops eating at a certain time of day. I think it's like 7 o'clock just for like how on a diet she's in. Mm-hmm. And so... But of course, like 7 o'clock is when all the kids go to bed. And I'm like, this is when the snacks come out. And so, of course, she's like, well, I stopped eating. And I'm like, well, I haven't. And I don't want to be a temptation to her. So I would literally just, I'll come back. And it's obvious. And she'd be like, I'll get chocolate on my shirt or my mouth. And she'd be like, where were you? I was like, nothing, with my mouth full of chocolate. So she knows what I'm up to.
Love
but
it. That's
yeah.
great.
I'm just not trying to tempt her. I'm trying to be a good husband. But now I'm starting to give up because I'm like, I'll eat healthy stuff in front of her now. It's nice. Like last night I ate like dried mangoes. I'm like, you don't like mangoes?
Those are good.
So she's helping me out.
She's just trying to keep you healthy, bud.
She is.
She wants you around.
She does. Mm-hmm. That's her biggest thing concern. I'm like, well, can I have some? Mm-hmm. I got my daughters, like literally Aurora hid my Snickers bar. And I was like, Rory, where's my Snickers bar? And she's like, it's not good for you. I'm like, stop.
Oh, boy.
No.
Brittany's getting your kids into it.
I know.
They're going to be all against you before you know it.
I know.
You guys have any questions that come to mind? I'm going to go kind of a couple more serious questions. You guys have any more random get-to-know-you questions?
You skipped one, I think.
I did?
I think so.
I don't think so.
What do you do for fun?
Yeah, we
you
already
got
did
a
that
list
one.
Of questions?
Yeah, I emailed it to both of you.
Oh, you did?
I emailed you the show notes.
Was that his golf answer?
This is not scripted at all.
Show notes.
I don't know.
Yeah, there it is. So I had no other questions.
All right, Ali.
I've interviewed him multiple times over the last
3 years.
Well, but other people don't know all the answers to the questions you...
That's true.
Ali, why youth ministry? What is it about youth ministry that makes you passionate about it?
Yeah, I think that's where I first got saved is, you know, right out of high school. I was still involved in youth ministry. That's where I got saved. And that's when I took over as a youth pastor there. And there's something about catching a youth student before they become an adult. It's a lot easier for kids to know who Jesus is. And it's a higher chance of them to accept Jesus at a younger age than it is as an older age. And that's something that, you know, if it wasn't for me being saved during that youth age, I don't think I would probably be a Christian. And so I think that's why I love kids, because they're so, once you get a kid and they're on fire for God, there's nothing that can stop them. You know, that fire in them is so contagious. And I love that. And I want to make sure that, you know, God uses me to help kind of spread that fire as much as we can, because it's contagious, man. Seeing kids worship and going after God and not being ashamed or embarrassed of inviting their friends to church is so beautiful. And so, you know, I want to make sure that we try to, you know, do the best we can to catch them before they get a certain age. Because the percentage of them not knowing, or, you know, for them not likely knowing who Jesus is a lot higher once they get over a certain age. And I believe that age limit is like 18. So I think that's the biggest thing.
So what percentage was it that you just love pizza and pop and video games and playing games and hanging out?
It's probably 75%.
Okay. Yeah. Travis, that was probably a similar percentage for you, right?
I'm a little older now, so I'm not, you know, I can't do these all-nighters.
I can't do these all-nighters anymore
like Pastor Travis did, you know, but, or does.
I don't think, did you do all-nighters?
We did Jamaican Me Stay Up All Night.
Blitz, or whatever it's called.
Yep, Surge and Blitz. Yep.
Jamaican Me Stay Up All Night.
It was a fundraiser for our Jamaica youth mission trip, right?
I don't remember
how that raised funds though. What?
It didn't raise funds.
Let's just say.
Oh, it was a fundraiser.
It didn't raise enough.
It was a fundraiser, not a fundraiser.
I have a great Brooke Stiles story about that night, but we'll tell a different night.
Okay. So Ollie, we heard your story a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. You shared it with the church. So I'm not going to rehash your whole story, but audience.
Story
if you
of what?
Your story, like your salvation story.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't heard that, church, go to our YouTube channel, check that out. Ollie has a really cool story. But you came from a Muslim background. What would you say, like, I don't know a whole lot about Islam and stuff. Like, what's, like, the biggest, what would you say is the biggest, like, difference? What have you, I don't know, explain the, like, the shift you've made from.
I'm going to have to start charging people when they ask me, like, hey, $100 for every time I go over my testimony, like $100.
That's why I didn't ask you to rehash the whole thing, because you shared it with our church
and audience.
And it was great.
I think I've met like 10 people that are like, I don't want to ask you about this. I'm an open book when it comes to my testimony. So feel free to ask me no matter how many times I've been asked. But yeah, the biggest thing is the love, right? So that's really what changed my heart is like, wow, God truly loves us. He has a plan and a purpose for our lives. He calls us by name. He created us in the likeness and image of himself. Where as a Muslim, it wasn't like that. It was rules. In order for you to have or go to heaven, you have to follow these five pillars. And so, you know, that's what really got me. It's like, wow, where God loves me. He knows my name. He wants a relationship with me. On the other side, as a Muslim, there wasn't that relationship. And so what really got me is, you know, I am 18 years old, and I'm like, okay, so as a Muslim, you can't wear the name Allah or have a tattoo. Allah means God in Arabic. You can't say that name in an unholy place, right? So an example, a bathroom, right? Because there's, you know, it's a restroom, it's unholy, it's ungodly, so you can't say that name. So I was like, okay, well, if my wife and kids were in danger, and the only place they can hide out is in the bathroom, and they can't cry out to God for help, because that word Allah is so holy that you can't use it in an unholy place. And here we have Jesus, he's like, hey, I'll meet you where you're at. And so that's really what got me. It's like, man, I love that. He'll meet me where I'm at, no matter where I'm at. His arms are wide open, ready to take me where on the other side is like, no, you can't say those words on here because I'm so holy.
So you saw the personal nature of our God versus Allah.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. And there's some other things that, you know, I can share, but, you know, but those are two biggest things for me, is that relationship and the love.
Ollie, maybe you don't have a good answer to this question. This is a question you can mull over if you need to. What would you say the biggest misconception is about, like, youth ministry, teenagers, like, outside looking in? You've worked with teenagers, like, people who haven't worked with teens or worked in youth ministry.
Yeah.
What's something that's, like, commonly misunderstood or, like, a wrong note? You know what I mean?
I would probably say, like, you know, sometimes people say, like, man, they just don't care. Mm. Or, you know, like, they don't care about the life, you know, or they're not aware, or they don't have a fee. I don't know. It's just some things about the not caring. But once you understand a kid, you know, and have them open up, they do care. They do care about their friends. They do care about their relationship with God. They want people to be right there. Some kids are pushy. Like, they are like, no, I don't want friends. But deep down, they want friends. They want to feel welcome. They want to feel invited. Where some kids, like, you know, when I first became a Christian, I was that person that I was like, don't talk to me because I'm unsure about this Christianity thing. And so I kind of was kind of pushy, you know, push people away. But once I opened up, it was like, it was awesome. And so, you know, once you actually have a kid open up, it's a beautiful thing to see them grow, you know, and that's all. I love that part, is seeing kids that truly do open up, and seeing them flourish and grow, and it's beautiful. So I think that's a lot of things. They're teenagers. They don't care. It won't hurt their feelings. Like, you know, they still have feelings. Like, you know, they hide it really well, which is not good, because that's going to just build up and something else is going to blow up and cause them to do something crazy or wild. So, you know, I love having that where, you know, we can help a kid open up and kind of grow in that, where God called them to, you know, be, or, you know, how he created them, is a beautiful thing once we open that up. So kids do care. They have a great job of hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
But if once we help them unhide it, it's beautiful.
What would you say, like, in your experience or your opinion, what's, like, the biggest issue, or what's the biggest thing that teenagers right now are struggling with, facing, dealing with?
I think it's always been, I don't think it's changed in the last 20 years, but it's not having parents be there for them.
Hmm.
You know, for an example, I ran into a girl that was in youth, and, you know, when she saw me and I noticed her, it was this big smile on her face, like, oh, wow, he actually noticed me. Now he knows who I am. And so, like, having a parent acknowledge or actually want to be a part of their kid's life, and I'm not saying that's not happening here, right? But there's some family members that are not really a part of their kids' lives on a day in and day out. Like, they don't go to their track meets, their football games, their dance recitals, whatever it is. I think that's, you know, kids do get hurt about with that. Like, I, you know, I went to state 3 out of the 4 years of my high school, and my dad came out once, no one else. And I still hold on to that. You know, 15 years later, I still hold on to that. It's like, man, I wish he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, you know, something that, you know, kids want their parents to be a part of their lives. As much as they try not to show it, like, kids want to see their parents be a part of their lives and come out and be and just have fun with them.
I think I saw a quote one time that said, like, half of parenting is just showing up, or something like that. Just, like, literally being there.
Just being there. And it's just like, yeah. And I'm learning that just because I have my kids. But yeah, I think that's just being there is huge for parents.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here working with our youth, Ollie. It's really exciting to have you on board.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions?
Appreciate
it. Follow-up questions for Ollie before we move on to our segments?
Audience, they're looking. RJ and Travis are looking at each other. They're about to throw me a curveball question. I'm ready for it.
Whooping cough over there is having a
whooping
up a long
cough.
I know. I'm trying to not cough.
I don't like that I'm sitting so close to him.
Very contagious.
6 feet. Is
he's sitting right next to him.
We are sharing one microphone. You are definitely getting this. What was one thing that maybe, I don't know, yeah, this was a long time ago. What was something that surprised you about American teenagers or American culture or anything you're still getting used to or any differences you noticed?
That's a great question. Yeah, I think the biggest one is just kids always like are out and about. Like we weren't like that in the Middle East. Like as much as I wanted to be out and about hanging out, here it's like on another Washington. Like it was just, especially summertime, it's just kids everywhere. Like I love seeing kids in our neighborhoods, you know, hanging out, playing.
You think it's a positive thing?
It's a positive thing. Cool. I think we've kind of backtracked where kids are as a youth person now. It's like, hey, kids are too involved in their phones and their TVs and gaming. It's like, I love having them go outside. Mm-hmm. And so when I see a parent force their kids outside, it's like, yes, good mm-hmm. for you. So yep. I love seeing that, just, you know, where in the Middle East, it was just like, hey, it's, you work 24/7 mm-hmm. from the age of 10 years old, you're working. Mm-hmm. And so being able to see kids actually living their life, like going out, having fun outdoors, is something very beautiful to see. So, so if you're a kid listening to this, get off your Game Boy, your Xbox, and go make friends outside.
Do people still have Game Boys?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they do.
I think you just dated yourself.
They're back.
Are they?
They're back.
No, seriously though, do they still make Game Boys?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I love the phrase, go touch grass. Have you heard that?
Yep.
Like, you haven't touched grass today.
Yes.
So I'll say that.
That's the best Twitter response. Somebody, you know, has a hot take. Can you just say, don't go touch grass?
I love that phrase. Go touch grass.
All right. If there are no more questions, we're going to kick it over to Travis for his segment called...
Yes.
Well...
Whooping cough.
I have pneumonia, so I can't sing otherwise.
Oh, wait, hold on. RJ, you can sing the little...
Yeah. Ba-da-boop-bop-boo.
What's your deal?
What's your deal?
Welcome back to another episode of What's Your Deal, Ollie. We are so grateful to have you. This is where we scroll your Instagram account and find hilarious or weird pictures, man, and make you describe them. Tell us the story behind them.
Okay.
So I found a photo from April 7th, 2013.
Oh, man.
And it looks like your chest was cut with a knife or a sword.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember this photo?
Yes.
It's obviously... makeup or
yes.
fake, but
oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that, obviously, but I'm putting the pieces together. So tell us a little about that story and what were you doing in that scenario?
Thankfully, that is at our church back in Washington, and there was a team who was like doing Christmas or Easter. They would come out and they would perform in front of everyone. And so in that picture, I was one of the slaves that was on the cross. Hmm. And so, of course, I was pretending to be on the cross, and they had some blood stains on me. And so that's what that is. It's from our church event, church conference. I think it was called Thorn. Yeah. I don't know what it was called, but that's where it's from.
So did you do any acting, or were you just
There's a scene where I would come out.
So you have a background in acting. Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, a little acting from 2013 was my last act. I haven't been hired since, but that's what that is from.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet photo.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ali, for playing. What's your deal?
That's it? One photo this time?
Yeah, just one photo.
So last time with Adam, you did like three.
There are a lot. So here's what I noticed from your Instagram.
Uh-oh.
A lot of photos of your wife.
Okay.
I feel like maybe you have an obsession there.
That's a positive thing. Let's go.
You seem to really like your wife.
I told you from the day one, I was like, that's mine.
It's almost creepy.
It's almost creepy. Yeah, it's a little too much, Ollie. Just take it down a notch.
There is a sweet photo of a motorcycle.
Yep.
Do you ride motorcycles?
I do. I have my license.
Oh. Really?
And so is that the yellow motorcycle?
And this is just a...
Oh, that's a Harley, yes.
Oh, are you a Harley guy?
I am a Harley guy. I used to have a Suzuki GSX, I believe, 600.
Okay.
But yeah, I had a Harley and sold it before moving to Iowa.
Oh.
It was a 1986 Sportster.
Hmm.
And riding, it was... We had two cars. It was the Harley and our Dodge Neon.
Hmm.
And so when Brittany and I both had different schedules, I would have to ride the Harley 25 minutes to Scottsdale in Arizona in 120 degree temperature. And I would have to switch hands because of how hot it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I do love riding.
You ever think you'll get another one or age of your kids? What do you think?
Yeah, I would definitely get another one. But of course, we'll pray for someone to bless me with Harley or anything. But yeah, we'll just wait. But
cool.
All right.
What's your bit called?
We'll go to my bit now.
Okay,
Travis. It's called Rank These Five Things.
Okay. Oh man.
So what would be a good jingle for that?
Okay. Rank these five things. Rank these five things.
Five
things.
Yeah.
Rank these five things.
I love it.
All right.
Perfect. That's perfect. I'll just clip that out and use it every time.
That was pneumonia.
That was spot on. All right. So I did my homework prior to this podcast, and I found out that Ali enjoys a nice steak, correct?
Yes, I do. New York strip.
New York strip, Parmesan crusted. So
yes.
How do you have your steak cooked?
How did I or how do I now?
How do you prefer it?
Now I prefer medium.
Medium.
But growing up, like, there needs to be zero, like, blood looking stuff with our meats.
So you're like a well done.
Oh, extra well done. Like, it's crispy as it can get. But yeah. But we've worked on it. It's taken me about 15 years.
Wait, you actually prefer it? Well done.
I used to. But now I'm a medium. And I'll just shout out to, Filet. Filet, when they...
We're
sponsored by them. Okay, yeah. When they get their steak right...
That's our best running joke.
They do a great job with their steaks. But there's been a couple of times where it came out rare. I'm like, is the cow talking to me right now?
No. I can't eat this.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Well, here's what we're going to do, Ali. We're going to have you rank these five steakhouses from 1 to 5, 1 being the best, 5 being your least favorite. But the kick is you don't know what's coming next.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
So we're going to start with, I will mention, because I do believe this is true, I'm going to name 5, and we are sponsored by one of these. Okay, we'll leave that guessing game up to the audience. So, first one, we'll just go right there with Filet. Where would you rank Filet, 1 through 5?
Are we all playing, or is this just all?
Yeah, we can all play.
Like nationwide,
or local?
Local.
It's gonna be local.
Okay, they're all within driving distance.
Yes.
Okay.
Price is not a factor.
All
right. Okay. I would probably put Filet at 3.
Okay.
I'm going to put it at 4. I haven't had it. Just because of reviews I've heard. I've heard not impressed.
Not great reviews.
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Not that it was bad. They just were like, it's not amazing for what you pay for. That's what I've heard.
I've never had it either. So I'm going to put it right in the middle at 3.
3, okay.
Just so I have
wiggle room. Ali, when you go to a steakhouse and you order this steak, is it all about the steak or are there sides too? You know, like you go to a barbecue place, a lot of people judge barbecue by the sides. Do you do the same at steakhouses?
I do the same thing, and if they have Coke products.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Coca-Cola fan.
Got it.
So
okay, so Filet was the first one. The next one I would put on there would be Fleming's.
Not that one either. Man, this is really high-end stuff here, RJ.
Yeah,
I know.
Remember, we work for a church.
I know.
I put Fleming's number 1.
Number 1?
Wow. Yeah, I'll see what you...
Nice.
I'm assuming you're probably going to go now lower level stuff, but we'll see.
I'm going to go 1 as well, just because I've heard it's like really good, just super expensive. So I'm just going to go 1, just assuming it's amazing.
Yeah, we'll go straight 1s on.
Let's go.
Okay. How about Outback Steakhouse?
Oh, yeah, that's 5.
That's a 5?
That's a 100%
for you. 5. I hope they're not our sponsor.
Easy 5.
5 for you?
Last time I had Outback, I was like, the steakhouse is in your name. How did you make a steak this bad?
Yeah. I'm going 4. I don't think I've ever had a bad experience at Outback.
Okay, I should say, I don't think it was bad. Yeah. It was just very average.
So 4.
I was like,
there's got to be worse.
So you've got 1, 3, and 5.
Yep.
You got 2 and 4 left.
Yep. I've got 1, 4, and 5.
Okay.
I've got two.
One.
Oh, yeah, I haven't done one yet. So I have one, two, and five.
I thought you just said Fleming's. Four.
Fleming was one for you.
Oh, Fleming's is one. Yeah. So yeah. I'm at two.
You have two and five.
Two and five.
And I have two and four.
This game's hard.
I didn't know. Just keep track of your
own. I have two and four. Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Game.
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to do this.
My last Texas Roadhouse experience was not good. Yeah. It was with Travis. It was rough.
Yeah, I know what I'm giving this one.
I think I have four left, yeah. So I'll leave it at four.
You're putting it at four.
Yep.
So your next one's going to be number two.
Two, yeah.
I'm going to do similar, but I'm going to do three. So my last one is two as well.
For sure, five.
Five, wow.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so Texans. The last one now.
You're going to choose something ridiculous.
Last one is...
McDonald's. Do you decide these out in advance, or do you make it up as you go?
I decide them in advance. Okay. I do a lot of prep work for these podcasts.
Yeah.
McDonald's is coming up.
I'm going to go back to your story with how you were on the beach at a party and you walked in and you saw your wife, right? Uh-huh. So this place is very similar to that in my life. This is where I met my wife. Yes. I walked in and knew that I was going to marry that woman. It's Golden Corral.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, curveball.
So you got Golden Corral is number two.
Wait,
for you.
Can you call Golden Corral a steak place?
Hey,
steak
I was a chef there, and I cooked many steaks. So
I actually didn't mind Golden Corral steaks when I was last there. I mean, it's been like 10 years, but
yeah. So
obviously a two.
I've never eaten there.
Yeah, it's a two for me, I guess.
You guys all picked Golden Corral too. That's pretty good.
Well, Fleming's. Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
You said the sides could factor in.
Yes.
Golden Corral
is all you can eat.
That's a valid point.
Yeah. Yep. Value-wise, you're getting money's worth.
You can get wings with your side of
shrimp?
Steak.
You want a side of wings with your steak?
You can do it there.
All the Coke you want?
Oh, that's my favorite. Man.
All right, Travis, take us out with the theme song.
No. I'm not done.
Ollie, thanks for playing.
Sing it, Trav.
What was it? I forget the title.
Rank these five things.
I don't think that's how the jingle
went. That's not the tune you did before.
Darn it.
It still worked, though. It was good.
Yeah. Rank these five things. Something like that.
All right, we're going to close out, Ollie, with some This or That. You played This or That?
I have not, but it sounds...
I'm just going to give you this thing, this thing, or this thing.
Yep.
And you got to just tell me which one you prefer. All right. Movie or book?
Movie.
You guys can answer these too.
Movie.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely been some books that are way better than the movie, but I think in general, I'd prefer the movie.
Okay. I would also say movie. Saver or spender?
I'm a spender. Because my wife is a saver, or she tries to be.
I'm a saver when it comes in terms of my wife, but I'm a spender.
Yeah.
When it comes to her, like compared to her, I'm a spender.
Yeah.
She's super frugal.
I watch all of your guys' budgets, so I know the answer. So the you true can answer me. For all of the you guys, uh-huh. But I'm a saver.
I'm a saver when it comes to everything but my church budget.
Wow.
In my defense.
In my defense.
He's at like 87% of his budget for the year.
Goes
and it's
on
July.
The people of First Family who I love so deeply. So those coffee meetings are me pouring my love out of pork.
Hanging with the guys.
Okay, another movie related one. TV show or movie?
Ooh, right. I used to be movies, but now I'm TV show.
You're in the era of streaming, huh?
Yeah.
TV sitcoms all the way for me.
Okay.
Movies for sure. It's all because of Lost. It ruined everything for me.
Lost is horrific. It still gives me nightmares.
Travis is not underselling it when he says Lost ruined television for him.
Lost ruined television.
Well, that's another story for another time. Yeah. But and you like movies because you can fall asleep. Easily.
And Tom Cruise. He's a movie star.
Yes.
He's not a TV star.
I was going to say, has he been in any TV shows?
I don't think so.
No.
All right, mountains or beach?
Beaches? Just because Brittany wants to be at a beach. Mm-hmm. I personally don't like water too much, but yeah, let's do beach.
I'd probably go beach too.
What was the other
mountains
option?
Or beach?
I'd pick mountains.
Beach. RJ doesn't like water either.
I do not like water.
You should, have you ever driven over a bridge with him?
No, but I've heard about.
Take him over the mile long
bridge. White knuckling it across
then,
the bridge.
And then pretend like the car broke down.
Is he going 5 miles per hour over the bridge, or is he going 120?
120.
You know, I mentioned that to Bethany the other night when we were going across Taylorville. And she's like, that makes it worse. If you crashed, you're definitely going over the side. Why would you go faster?
I don't know. So you get to the other side quicker.
Fear's not logical, Tanner.
Silly me. Coffee or tea?
That's a weird thing. I don't like either.
Wow.
I had to do one or the other. An iced chai tea.
Okay. All right. I can get down with that.
Coffee.
So they make this drink now where it's like half lemonade and half tea.
Okay.
Arnold Palmer.
That's what I would drink. So I'll take the tea.
Okay.
Great invention.
Okay. Is a chai latte, is that coffee or tea or both? Because that's my default when I go to like a coffee shop. I'll get a chai latte.
I'll
get a dirty chai that has espresso in it, which is coffee.
So that would be a blend of the two. Yeah. That'd be a coffee.
So I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. I like both. Country or hip hop?
Oh, love me some country.
Do you really?
Okay. I would sing a song.
I thought it would be the
other
way.
That's not what I expected.
I would sing a song, but.
Who's your favorite country artist?
No, we're not going. Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw. Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite Tim McGraw song?
I'm like the only Arab that would like country. Mm. I don't know the names, but songs by names. Like.
Just sing a little bit of it.
No, I can't.
Come on.
No. I'm not a good singer, so no, I will. There's two things I'm insecure about: is singing and my hair. I'm not doing any of those. That's it.
Even when we sing "Happy Birthday" at staff meetings, you're not gonna belt it out.
No. I'll undercover
your
sing.
Lip sync over there.
Yeah.
Travis,
what were the two genres?
Country or hip hop?
Oh. So,
maybe you R&B or something.
When I hit 40, I think I started to like country.
Oh boy!
Yeah. So I listened to way more country than I listened to hip hop. So I'm gonna go country.
Country all the way for me.
I can't stand country.
Oh,
can't stand it.
You're not listening to the right country.
I've listened to all the country that everyone who's like, oh, if you don't like country, you should listen to this. It's great. And I listen to it, I'm like, this still sounds like country. That sounds like every other country song ever written.
Okay.
It all sounds the same to me. All right, couple more, Ollie. Text or call?
Text.
Nice.
Text.
We're all
what's
young,
a text?
Young, hip. Yeah.
Wait, I'm a boomer.
I don't have a landline.
Football or basketball?
Football.
Nice.
Patriots.
Like football? Like.
Oh, Tom Brady.
No, okay. Dubai. We call it in Arabic a Dubai.
Oh.
It's soccer, but no, football. American football.
Got it.
American football.
Mm-hmm.
You saying football?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm a little torn on this one.
Oh, really?
I like to play basketball more, but I like to watch football more.
Mm.
I'd probably pick football.
So yeah, are you happier with a Michigan football championship or a Michigan basketball championship?
Football, because it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Pretty happy since then. But,
my happiness level has been at all.
Yeah,
time
that
high.
Changed my whole life. So, yeah, football.
Morning person or night owl?
Morning.
Mm.
Okay.
But not like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Wait, so not 6 o'clock in the morning?
No, like give me until 7.
Wait, I don't think you can say you're a morning person if your morning starts at 7.
Well, I'm up at
that's
6, but like, I'm not going to try to see you.
From 11:30 to noon, I am on top of my game, like morning person.
Well, like I'll wake up at, you know, for all week I've been up at, you know, 6:30, but I'm not ready to like, hey, good morning, Tanner, let's do this. Like, hey, give me a half an hour. Let me wake up a little bit.
I'm with you. I'm not either. Because you talk to a morning person and they're like, hey, you want to grab breakfast at 6? I'm like, no.
They've been up since 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm not either one.
I'm with both of them. I'm neither. I like to go to bed by 10 and sleep until 7.
I'd say I'm probably a morning person. I don't know that I'm interactive in the morning, but I want to get up and like be productive.
I don't want to waste my time.
I don't want to wake up and roll out of bed and go to work 5 minutes later. Like, I don't know how people do that. Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert. I think you guys probably already know that.
I lean introverted.
I'm a total introvert.
Same.
Man, when I first interviewed with
RJ poses as an extrovert.
Yeah, I was like, man, this is, I can't read them. Mm. What's going on here? But slowly, surely, I started. They started opening up.
We
and
are
becoming
shy in this situation.
If you can learn anything from this podcast, is that we're all shy. This is a Travis, kind of a Travis question. Collared shirt or t-shirt? Like, do you want a collar or you want no collar?
Depends. If I'm going to church.
No, I'm just in general. Like, if you were like, I can choose what to wear, either collar or no collar. What are you going to wear?
No collar.
I like a collar.
The audience will know. Maybe they never thought about it.
He's
think about the last time you saw
right
Travis.
Now.
Have you ever seen him in a non-collared shirt?
If I was in a t-shirt, I was very uncomfortable.
He's very self-conscious about his neck.
That's not why.
I'm going to choose sleeveless tee
with gaping holes.
Gaping armpit holes.
That has barely holding on to the bottom
that
where
is,
you can see
that
the
is when I'm my so most comfortable.
You can't really call it a
but,
t-shirt.
But with a collar, though.
As an introvert,
with
that's
a collar.
What I say.
It used to be a
t-shirt. I want
to
see you take a polo and do that to it. A oh, collared man. Shirt
okay,
with gaping holes.
I got a perfect one in my closet. I'll cut it up.
I'm going to go t-shirt as well.
What are you going to do when you walk in tomorrow and I'm wearing a cutoff polo?
Take a picture and post it on Instagram on the church's account. That's what I'm going to do.
Church's account.
This might speak to where you like your regions where you grew up, but pop or soda? Do you call it pop or soda?
Yeah, Bipsy in Arabic. Bipsy, but yeah, soda.
So you wouldn't call it pop?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know you live in Iowa. You got to kind of get with the locals here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying. It's been 3 years. I'm still trying to work on it.
I think my default soda, I think I've lived in the Midwest long enough that I probably use both interchangeably, but my heart says soda.
It's always been pop.
Pop, baby, all the way. All right, last one. Comedy or sci-fi?
Comedy.
Yes, good answer. Yeah. Sci-fi, stupid.
Amen.
That's a tough one. I love sci-fi.
Really?
I think I'd probably go sci-fi. The thing is, there's so many
Travis,
bad comedies out there.
Nerds.
There's so many bad comedies out there, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we've told Travis a story several times in this podcast, I think, about the What's Up My Nerds story.
What's Up My Nerds?
What's Up My Nerds?
If you ever want to know that story, audience, if you haven't heard that story, ask Travis.
Yeah,
go up to him
Travis.
And say, What's Up My Nerd?
That
and
on
ask
the podcast,
him.
Didn't it?
Yeah, I think okay. so. But if we have some, you know, we have new listeners every week. So obviously.
It's a growing channel.
We have dozens and dozens of listeners.
Yeah, we have ones of new listeners every week. So
I heard thousands of people.
Thousands?
Yeah.
You heard wrong.
We're talking about it.
Somebody rounded up heavily.
Is this revenue generating?
Yeah, for sure. We're making a lot of money off our sponsorships. Who's the sponsor that you said Steak Places? One of them sponsors our podcast.
I'm assuming it's Golden Corral.
Golden Corral? Because they're out of business?
Pretty much.
Wait, is
Bonanza.
Wait,
Bonanza sponsors
Ponderosa?
Is Golden Corral out of business?
No, they're still in business.
Oh,
really?
They're somewhere, right?
There's one in Council Bluffs. We could
we
all
go.
Sometime.
Put it on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it for this round of the Bearded Three. Ali, thanks for joining us. It was fun getting to know you. Church,
it.
If you want to know Ali better, just go up and talk to him. It's open
yep.
book, right?
Yep, sounds good.
Happy to have you on staff, man.
Appreciate
it.
Thank
us.
You, guys.
Till next time, you want to send us out, RJ?
Yeah, goodbye.
Ha ha ha.